I'm frustrated that forced them to hit a lot of checkdowns. Talk about your coverage and the game plan ahead of this.
I mean, it was huge. You know, you walk away from a game with a win, but I think in the secondary we were disappointed in the way we played. You know, I don't even want to say last week, a couple of days ago, and it was big for us. We knew we had a big challenge. You know, they converted a lot of deep balls, you know, and two really good receivers that could take you vertical. So the game plan was simple. Just don't give them the big plays. You know, make them try to drive it down the field, make it tough for them. And we were able to make some plays, you know, with Logan, Malcolm, Cyrus. Those guys at the corner played great. You know, even Chung went down there and was playing some corner. So just did a good job of executing the game plan exactly how we wanted to, and that led us to a win.
Devin, it's one thing to talk about coming back and playing better after the Dolphins' performance, but to do it with a short week to prepare for a team like the Texans, how did you accomplish that? I mean, what did you guys do the last couple of days to prepare yourselves, put yourselves in that position?
It was all about mental. You know, it was our mentality. Obviously, weeks like this, you don't really practice. It was all walkthroughs, so it was guys talking about everything, you know. It's crazy. Sometimes those walkthroughs, you get more done just in a sense where you do a ton of plays. And I think in our secondary, we have a lot of guys that have played a lot of football. So things that we see on a walkthrough, we're talking about, hey, full speed, do this, do that. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be there. So I think that allowed us to see a lot of different looks and talk about it. And I think guys were responsible. You know, we were accountable to each other by watching the film, putting in a ton of work, and the couple days we had to prepare in this show tonight. I think, you know, when you have a short week and our coaching staff comes in here and they put the pressure on us to outperform and outwork, you know, the other team on a short week, because both teams have a short week, and I thought we rose to that challenge of preparing it and being ready to go.
Devin, when you got a rookie first-string quarterback starting, does the defense put a little bit of extra pressure on itself, not knowing what the offense might give and knowing that you guys might have to step up big on this one?
Not really. I think you got to just play defense. You know, I don't think you can, even if you feel added pressure, you can't do anything different. You know, you have a game plan. You got to execute it. The one thing you got to do is you get turnover opportunities. You got to take advantage. Jamie's interception was huge. The special teams plays we got, forcing fumbles and recovery, is huge, you know. But we knew Jacoby was going to be all right. You know, we knew our offense was going to be okay. We knew they were going to come in here, do what they had to do offensively, and all we had to do was just keep getting them the ball back. And that's really our focus each week, you know. So we went out there and tried to execute at a high level.
The role of the special teams, you know, I'm curious your thoughts on that and the two forced fumbles.
It was huge. I've never been on another team, but here we put a lot of work in the special teams. We meet a lot. We have guys like Matt Slater, Steve Guskowski, Nate. You know, those guys are leaders on special teams, and they get guys going. They let guys know where they need to be. Bolden, you know, coming in and forcing that first fumble. It's an attitude playing special teams, and I think we have core guys that go out there and lead, and then everyone else just follows. So it always looks good when we do that, because it shows the work we put in on special teams pays off.
Hey, Dev, how gratifying is it for you guys as a defensive unit to hold them without any trips in the red zone?
Always big. Coach always talks about points as the biggest thing on defense. Keep them off the board. Don't let them score points. So no matter what happens in the game, you hold a team to 0 points, you got a good chance to win. So defensively, I thought we just came out and we did our job. You know, we let the offense do their job, kept getting them the ball, and showed out to be a good winning formula.